During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we take your calls and hear your real ghost stories. 855-853-4802 is the phone number.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. We'd love to hear your real ghost story. Be sure to write or call it in 24/7. And if you want an ad-free version of the program, you can get that. All you got to do is go to Apple Podcasts, press subscribe there to the premium channel. You'll get access to all of our episodes, the whole archive, everything there to binge away on, including advanced episodes, everything with no commercials. Or Patreon.com/real ghost stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on with you?
It's that time of year. We were just kind of talking about how quickly time flies. I mean, it feels like we just got into 2023 and here we're already rolling into, you know, second quarter, third quarter is going to be around the corner. I'm just amazed at how quickly time flies. And I know we sound old saying that, but when you're young and all you want to get to is like summer vacation, time goes so quickly. Now, when you're old and you don't want to die soon, you're trying to put the brakes on that stuff.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, it always seemed like it would take forever, like for anything like that to come along. It would seem longer too. Like summer vacations were just like, oh wow, those 3 months, they kind of lasted. They went fast, but they lasted. Now it's, as an adult, you know, with a kid too, it's like, okay, it's summer vacation. Like, they'll be back in school like in the blink of an eye. And they are. And that's always interesting to me because they get back in like early August. And to me, it's like, well, there's still like 3 more months of summer. I still enjoy it while it's warm. But it's so weird how fast things go. There was some study I was reading about the other day about, is time actually moving faster for us? I don't know how anyone actually truly measures that. There's some beliefs that it is, and there's some that say it isn't. I don't know. It was a weird headline for a title for a story that had any sort of legitimacy to it. But at any time when I read anything now, it's like, well, anything seems to have legs. Anything that I never thought would be a headline tends to be a headline. So maybe someone has studied this, and maybe time is moving faster. I don't know.
There's like in the woo-woo world, there's this thought process that what we are experiencing right now in our life is about 50 minutes of time in our overall scheme of life. So like what we're experiencing right now is about 50 minutes. And then when we finally leave this plane of existence, there's all this other life left to live. And I'm thinking, I just want a freaking nap and vacation. That's all. I don't, you know, 50 minutes. This is what this is.
That's no, it. Thanks. I like, really? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to understand any of it. I just want the nap and vacation too. That's really it. Let's go to a phone call. Hi.
Hi. My name is Janine. I am from upstate New York. I have an interesting story from probably about 6 years ago now. It starts off in my grandmother's home from when I was a child. She actually used to live a little bit down the road from us. And I remember there was always weird stuff going on over there. And even when, after my grandmother and my great-grandmother had passed, my mom and my brothers and I moved into the same house. And there was always weird, weird things going on. Everything from hearing things, seeing weird movements out of the corner of your eye, just the overall feeling of not being alone or being watched. It was like you would hear footsteps upstairs, but you knew that no one was home. You knew that you were alone. That was just when I was a kid. But then later on in life, I moved back into the house, into what ended up being an in-law apartment. I was about 20, 21. I was pregnant with my son at the time. And it was just, it was like normal. I mean, we knew that there was something there, but you didn't really ever notice anything. And I would be sitting there watching TV, and my mom would text me and just say, "Hey, what are you doing up there? You're being really loud." And I would go downstairs and be like, "I'm not doing anything. I'm just watching TV," you know? And it was kind of like a little bit of a laugh, and be like, "Well, thank you for, you know, bringing my attention to something that I didn't know was there." And it would be little things like that. It's like, if I wasn't home, like if I was working, my mom actually used to leave the TV on upstairs because she said it was always quieter with something playing, which was strange. And then things started to get a little bit more intense shortly after my son was born. I remember one night I was going to bed and I was almost asleep, and it almost felt like something touched the side of my face, like kind of where my ear was and my hair, and it made me jump up, and I felt really like cold. I had goosebumps, and I had never had anything like that happen, so I just was like, you know, it's okay that you guys are here, it doesn't bother me, but you know, please don't touch me, you know, it just seems like a bit of a step too far. And for a little while nothing happened, you know, that I was aware of, you know, or just honestly didn't really even notice anymore because it just happened so often. And then probably, I'd say a few months later, I was in the shower and I felt almost like a presence, you know, but that wasn't abnormal, you know, so I just went about my business. And at the time I had one of those partially, you know, translucent shower curtains, and it almost looked like there was a figure, and I didn't really think too much of it. I was like, oh, you know, it's just the lighting, it's, you know, for whatever reason, it's just the way it's casting a shadow in there, it's what it looks like, it's fine. I kind of ignored it, and then I just, you know, being kind of paranoid, I'm like, all right, you know, it's kind of creeping me out. I open the shower curtain, there's nothing there. So I'm like talking to myself, thinking, you know, God, I am like starting to lose my mind a little bit. And I went back to doing what I was doing, and I just felt like someone like touched my arm when I was washing my hair, and it made me jump. And I had that same, you know, almost cold, goosebumpy feeling, like, you know, and again, I stated, it's really okay that you guys are here. Just, you know, please don't touch me. Especially while I'm in the shower, you know, it's just a bit of an overstep of boundaries at this point, you know, but you guys are more than welcome here. Just please don't touch. And, you know, nothing happened for, you know, months and months after that. And then one night, my son was about two, I think he was turning three in a couple of months. And my husband now, my boyfriend then, had been spending the night more regularly. And I don't really know what woke me up that night, but at this point, I gave my son the bedroom, and my boyfriend and I slept on a futon in the living room so that my son could have, like, you know, an actual bedroom. And we were asleep, and something woke me up. I don't know what it was. I mean, it wasn't really abnormal, though, because I had cats and I had a dog, and obviously I had a two-year-old, so being woken up in the middle of the night wasn't strange. But I woke up. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I got up and went to the bathroom, got a drink, checked on my son. He was still asleep, and I went back to bed. Shortly after that, I hadn't quite fallen asleep yet, and I could hear, and it sounds weird, like it almost sounded like a weird limp coming down the kitchen. And the way the in-law apartment was set up, it was like my son's bedroom, and then off of my son's bedroom, there's like a galley kitchen, which then entered the dining room, and then the living room was off of the dining room. It was like one big room. And it sounded like someone was limping coming down the kitchen. And the only thing I could think of is that my son had a special blanket and that he was like standing on it, sort of, you know, so he wasn't really walking well, you know, because he was clutching his blanket. And I called out to him, you know, I was like, "Hey, honey, you know, come here." And I didn't hear anything. And he didn't say anything. So I'm like, oh, you know, he's always been a little afraid of the dark. You know, maybe he's just scared and he stopped. So I got up and there was no one in the kitchen. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I went to his bedroom and he was still in bed sleeping. And I'm like, okay. And honestly, that bothered me because I had never really heard the footsteps, you know, or the noises when so close. Like, it always was like, if you were downstairs, they were upstairs, or if you were, you know, one part of the house, they were on the complete other side of the house. You know, it wasn't anything ever really that close. And I was like, all right, you know, maybe it was just a cat. You know, the cat was playing and it just sounded weird because I'm tired. Fine. You know, I tucked him in and went back to bed. And then it almost seemed like within a minute of me being, you know, back in bed and, you know, just starting to doze off, I heard it again coming down the kitchen. And I apologize, like, making me shake a little. I heard it come all the way down the kitchen, through the dining room, through the living room, and it stopped, like, inches from my head, like, my side of the futon by my head. And this bothers me still because, I mean, I had, you know, had these experiences my whole life, and I had never felt like I was ever in danger or that I had, like, malicious intent until this one moment. And I remember sitting there, and I was, like, I felt like I was a kid again. You know, I had my head under the blanket. I was so afraid to look. I didn't want to know what was there. And it just, I felt like it knew that I knew that it was there and that it wanted me to know. And that was, I think the worst part is that it was trying to scare me, I think. And my boyfriend at the time was sitting there and he was sleeping. And I was like, Dustin, you know, trying to wake him up because I didn't know it was there, you know, and I was shaking him, and I mean, I was kicking him so hard in the leg. I was like, wake up, Dustin, wake up. And finally, like, he wouldn't wake up. And finally I got the courage to, you know, take the blanket off and look, and there was nothing there. And I mean, I was up for hours after that just because I couldn't fall asleep, and I was so afraid that if I had shut the TV off or the light that it would come back. And it was just, I know this is kind of long and I apologize, but it was just such a terrible feeling, you know, from any of the presences in the house, you know, like that anyway. And I, you know, honestly, even to this day, being in that house, or, you know, my house now that has weird things happen, I still haven't ever felt that feeling again. And I'd really, I'd really rather not. And I guess that is my ghost story. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that. It's always interesting when someone shares a ghost story, you can hear it in their voice, the emotion that comes out, just recounting the incidents.
Yeah. And I would suggest, and there's so many parallels to when I had my house and I had somebody living upstairs, and I would never hear anything on the first floor, but they would hear everything going on that I wasn't hearing, you know, so there's parallels there. And the one thing that I will just suggest is I don't know that anything's there necessarily to scare us, but if it knows that you are there and you know it may be trying to communicate, and not that this was necessarily scary, but this was something for her where it was an aha moment. Mm-hmm. Like she could not say, well, that's just the cat playing, or that's just the heater turning on, or that's just whatever, because we do that our whole lives. So the first time you have an aha moment in a particular area in paranormal,
yeah,
that's exactly how it shakes you up. That's how I felt when I first heard my first, you know, footsteps across the hallway upstairs in my house and a door shut. I was tearing up. I was scared, not because like I was truly frightened, but I was scared about the prospect that, oh my God, this could be real. This is mm-hmm. something I've never experienced before. So
like no matter how much you believe it, there's that level of experiencing it for the first time that kind of
exactly.
overtakes you.
Yep. Yeah.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that that story with us. We do appreciate it. If you want to share your ghost story, 855-853-4802 is the phone number. And of course, if you want an ad-free version of the show, go to Apple Podcasts, sign up there. You can sign up right there and even try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.